Hello, everybody, and good afternoon to everyone. I've had a blessed day today. It's kind of hot outside, so make sure y'all drinking water, staying hydrated. Everybody, especially my workout junkies, gotta stay fit. Well, first and foremost, I gotta give a huge shout out to that boy, Sabi Third, because right now, he is killing the rap game for a lot of West Coast artists. And for the simple fact I say that is because, not only because I'm a fan myself, but also because I have literally just watched this young dude grow. You know what I mean? I've watched him transition from, I'm still this dude that's from the hood and I stand on that, but at the same time, he comes at it in a different way. And that's why I give a lot of big props to West Coast artists, because not only do they work together, but it's like, rest in peace, rest in heaven, they put Nip. But it's like a lot of the West Coast artists have really seen, and their eyes are being opened. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find a lighter. Their eyes are being opened to a lot of new things since Aramis Ashkadon's passing, known to a lot of people as Nipsey Hussle, Neighborhood Nip, to his fellow comrades, you know, Chunky Ends. But to me, it's like a lot of them, they not only do they come together and they doing, that's the thing with a lot of music artists, they come out and they, this and that, and next thing you know, they just like fall off and fade off in the back, or they end up by themselves when they do become successful. But Nipsey said, and he took that route, that he wasn't trying to be successful without his partners. And I salute him in a lot of ways, you know, and I like that. He's an upstanding citizen. He was an upstanding citizen. Let me correct myself. And deeply missed. He was a father, you know, an activist. He was very in tune with his neighborhood. And a lot of people aren't really that much in tune with their neighborhoods like that, because they're so much more focused on other things. You know, you got the younger generation, they want fly clothes, fly cars, and a really good fire ass house, you know, and or apartment or whatever, you know, and such. But you know, I like the words that he said. You know, he went through every emotion, you know, to get to where he had gotten to. He went through every emotion. He didn't half step. He didn't skip no nothing at all. He went through every single emotion, the ups and downs, you know. And coming from California, and if you know how California is out there in LA, it's bad, especially, you know. But coming from California and you're an artist, especially you come from the generation and the type of community that Nipsey came from, you would think twice on how a lot of these new artists, they come out and your own kids may even like them, you know. And you know, my kids, they love Nipsey, you know. The dad, that's Nipsey, like, yeah, you know. But a lot of the younger generations, they like the rah-rah stages, you know, the party shit, you know. And excuse me there. I'm just, to a lot of things, as far as music-wise, I'm very, really very, very strong bass person. You got to be talking about something. You can't just be sitting here spitting and yada, 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 yada. You know, you got to stand on something and stand for something. You know, a lot of these cats get into the music industry, and don't get me wrong, certain people had their way out of whatever situation that they were in to try to make it. Not knocking any of them, but a lot of them, they get into things and they really don't even know how dangerous really the music industry can be, because you have some people who portray an image as if they are really in the streets, you know, and when it actually comes down time and it's boiling and the time's ticking and click tick tock, you know, a lot of these dudes, they tell, you know, and I just want to speak on that one. We got 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know, he told and then he came back, got out of prison and is, you know, on a ball. He's on the roll. He's doing his thing. But you have your crowd that does not, they don't. Mm-mm. They're just like, nah, we not feeling that, dude. But I just wanted to touch basis on a little bit of things, you know. We got a lot of political shit going on in the United States, as everyone knows. You know, we got the stimulus and the Black Lives Matter, you know, the thing, you know, George Floyd and all that, and his passing, and the other young gentleman. Very sad, actually, because when I was growing up, and I'm not that much old, I'm 28 years old, but when I was growing up, you know, we fought, you know, cousins, friends, whatever, it didn't matter, we fought, you know, and if you got beat up, you know what I'm saying, we was gonna fight again the next day, whatever, you know what I mean, and it would just keep going. But you have a totally different thing, and and in different places also too as well, different states, cities, it's different. You know, you got Fort Worth to be exact. You know, they call that Murder Worth, Texas. And, you know, it's a lot of killings that happen down there. You know, dudes really don't like fighting anymore. You know, and I've also seen too also out, you know, media, politically, everything, you know. Women too. Women are also starting to step up in a lot of ways in the political areas and also in the media. You know, we got, man, it's a lot, you know. I just want to touch bases with you guys on a couple of things, you know. It was just running across my mind and I just thought I would just, you know, hey, let me jump on and holler at my peoples, man, and let y'all know what's going on, you know. And I just also want to say this too before we get ready to end also. If a lot of you people do not know who Nat Turner is, please Google that man. Do a deeply research on that man. Okay. He was a slave in the media, I'm just going to say. I'm not even going to say in the media. I'm going to say to a lot of people who don't know their history. You know, you dig what I'm saying? Nat Turner was a slave, a runaway slave. He had, I say recruit, because back then you really didn't have a lot of slaves, blacks, African-American descendants. You didn't have a lot of us that would rebel. A lot of us would deal with it. We would die slaves, kids raised, they would die slaves, and so forth. But Nat Turner, he wasn't going for that. So he recruited other slaves, and they went on a killing spree and killed a bunch of Caucasian people. And mostly people who had plantations, but they just ran through and they just, it was a huge slaughtering, you know, back then, coming from us black people, you know, as they would say back then or whatever, or colored, you know. But if you ain't really in tune with that guy, man, please tap in with that, do your research, look him up, study him, whatever you want, you know what I mean. But just a piece of our history, something that's really not shown, But it's there. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things that's there. His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie, was also one, you know, crowned Ethiopia king. And the United Nations was present for that crowning of him becoming king, his coronation. And a lot of people don't know who the United Nations is. They are very big. They run the whole shebang bang and everything. Shit, man. Everybody just tap in with me, man. Show me some love. And we're going to keep this thing pushing. And if anybody knows anyone who's trying to promote anything, I will be feel free to give you a shout out through my podcast. If you want to book a session and we can go through and have an episode, just get in contact with me. Let's just keep going. And as Nipsey say, top of the top, marathon continues. It's your boy Mac P and I'm signing off. Hey, let's go.
Yay!
Palace, what you cooking?
I'm way too young to be tripping on some motion. If you get caught up, you better act like you don't know shit. When she got hot, I left the block and took a road trip. You moving way too fast when I be on some slow shit. I had to cut you off cause you be on some hoe shit. I probably brushed you off cause I be doing my own shit. Like fuck these other niggas, I be on my own shit. I had no hope, I was all alone, go do some cold shit.